WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and here we are in April.
Here we are in April. How are your allergies holding up?
You know, it's not as bad as I thought. Now, my vehicle tells a different story as far as, like, the amount of pollen that's there, and it's funny because a few months ago, I can't remember which car wash it was in town. You know, they do the whole, like, oh, sign up for the monthly membership stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this sounds like a great deal. Well, then I really wasn't using it, and then now I'm like, I wish that I had kept
right.
that membership at the discounted rate, because I literally probably need to wash my car.
Like, every day.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like it's getting a little better? Like, it's not as heavy, because I was trying to do, like, this analysis. Because I have this theory that it only lasts 3 weeks, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm like, I'm trying to remember what point in time the pollen just kind of goes away, and it was really, really, really bad, I think, right after spring break. It was like, you could kind of see it over spring break. I was like, oh, there's a little dusting on the, you know, tables and chairs outside, and then the week after, it was like, whoo, and it was tons, and now I'm kind of feeling like...
It's on the downturn.
It's on the downturn, yeah. Because I love being outside.
I do, too. No, it's my favorite part, and it just makes it easier to be active.
It does.
Which, on that note, kind of, but random question. Do you use dry shampoo?
No.
Really?
Really. Yeah, so why?
So you wash your hair every day?
No. Okay, guys, let me just clarify this for just a second. I only try to wash my hair twice a week with shampoo.
Okay.
But I will wash it with conditioner, but I only wash it at the ends.
Okay.
Because my hair is kind of dry. It's kind of curly, so I don't have, like, a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of, like, sometimes I'll just wet my hair and that's it.
Yeah.
And, like, rinse it out.
Okay.
But with the pollen, you kind of have to, like, wash a little bit more because it kind of gets in you. But why do you ask?
I guess I was just thinking about that this morning. Well, for one, over the weekend, I'll preface by saying this. I was at Ulta, and I had our youngest, Jack, and he was in the stroller, and we're, like, waiting to check out. And he had reached his threshold of just, like, being contained. And he threw, I can't remember if it was the dry shampoo we had or the foundation I had. He threw it at the people in front of us. And I was like, oh, my Lanta.
Oh.
And I, like, because I'm normally the person, like, if that was me being hit, I'd be like, control your child.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
Like, so I was mortified. Yeah. But no, I'm definitely a dry shampoo kind of person.
Interesting. Okay.
I would do the whole, like, wet my hair and re-dry it if it didn't take so long to dry my hair.
Yeah, you have very, very thick hair.
But yeah, no, dry shampoo is life for me.
I was never really into it. I tried it. I didn't really know how to do it right. And so I just didn't do it. I'm very low maintenance when it comes to hair.
But your hair, like, you have the type that, like, it works for you. Like,
it's
like
the random wildness to it.
Yeah, and it's
you
like part
know.
Of your spirit and your personality. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, that will not be the theme.
We're not
of what
talking,
we're talking
about hair. Although we could talk about hair. We could talk about hair and nails and all the vitamins that are out there to increase your what, biotin and collagen and the things.
Yes, for sure. No, I think that, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I bring up dry shampoo.
You know, I do think this is interesting. I'm just going to change the subject because why not? Because we do that a lot. We just go around and we talk about all kinds of random things. But, you know, we are in April. We don't really have, I mean, we have like a couple weeks left maybe of recording the show, and then we'll take our summer hiatus. And I think it's kind of crazy how quickly this semester has gone by. And our approach this semester has been the two of us just talking a lot about random things.
Yes.
And sometimes we stay on track, sometimes we don't. Maybe it's upped our ratings. I don't know. You could let us know. I mean, people listening out there could let us know.
But for those of you that hate that format, we have decided to revert back to having wonderful guests because we see the value in that. Because
to keep us on track.
Yes, and we need, you know, we want to talk with our other expert friends.
That's
but y'all,
right.
We are going to leave you on a cliffhanger as you wonder, what are they talking about? Who do they have? Go to the restroom, grab a beverage, do what you got to do. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about dry shampoo today on the show. Compliments of Sheena. I'm just kidding. No, I think it's kind of nice just to talk about random things because, I mean, yeah, we're health and fitness people, but we're also just people and we're random like that.
And I will say, So I'm going to go in and just put it out there, put the cat out of the bag. We were talking about wellness and work-life balance today.
Yes.
And me not washing my hair every single day is part of my work-life balance.
I totally get it. And if my hair lives on top of my head in a bun, that's just, you know, finding the balance in life. But because we're talking about wellness and work-life balance, I had to ask a friend of mine that, you know, works on campus to come and speak with us a little bit about what they do, because it's a good point in this semester to do that, and we'll talk a little bit about why it's important. But Ashley Bowman, program coordinator, Wellness and Work-Life Balance, is on the show with us again. I think it was a year ago you were on the show.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
But you're back.
And I'm back. And to answer your question, I do use dry shampoo.
You do?
So weighing in there, yes, but I'm also a twice-a-week shampooer.
Yes.
Okay. So somewhere in the middle between you two.
Okay, nice.
I know that people want to know.
You're a curly-haired girl. You have way more curl than I do. You have a lot of curl and bounce to your hair, so I guess that's just, with the curly-haired people, you have to like wash less, I guess, because it dries it out.
That is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And it took me years, I mean decades, to figure out my hair and to get it to a place where I feel confident and comfortable, but it's also low maintenance, like your hair, Whitney. It takes a long time to dry, like your hair, Sheena. So
hybrid.
It's taken me a long time, but I finally there.
I kind of feel like people are like, why the heck are they talking about hair? But I mean, like, it's part of your body, and we talk about the wellness aspect of the body. But anyway, let's move on and let's continue this awesome conversation. So, Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners that maybe haven't had a chance to, you know, listen to a past show. Just who you are, how you got to the university, just who is Ashley in a nutshell?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, that sounds easy.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, I'm program coordinator for wellness and work life here at UA. I've been in this position for a little over 2 years. And I absolutely love it. I love helping employees be their healthiest selves and, and get to the most well that they can possibly be. So a little bit of background about myself. I am a two-time UA graduate.
Roll Tide.
Got a plus in the Roll Tide. I have a bachelor's degree in journalism, of all things. I started out in communications and still love it and use those skills today. And after I started working at the university post-graduation, some friends of mine, some coworkers, invited me to go exercise at the Aquatic Center back when we had group fitness over there.
Wow.
I'd walk over there on my lunch break and do my little workout class and go back. And I started doing that. I got really into it over the course of probably 6 months or so. You noticed me and invited me to become an instructor.
I did.
It took a little bit of persuading. And that's really what started my fitness journey. So my personal weight loss and fitness journey is what led to my discovering that I love to help others get to that same place that I found. And so that led to me going back to UA, getting my master's while I was working full-time, earned my master's in health studies. I finished that a couple years ago, and here I am in this job. So,
you know what's so crazy about this? I'm like reminiscing about the past before the Aquatic Center got, you know, redone. It looks awesome, by the way, and the pools are awesome. But we used to have a little area for group exercise classes in the weight room. And I'll never forget, because, like, Ashley, you were a regular. You were one of the tried and true lunchtime regulars. And I remember, like, I would go occasionally. I would sub occasionally over there. And then, like, I kind of just got to know people. And you were always kind of, like, in the front. And I was like, hey, you ever thought about teaching yoga? And you were like, I remember you like looked over your shoulder like, who, me? And I was like, yeah. And that's just kind of what we do in group exercise. When regulars start coming, we're like, you should probably teach. And then it was just, you're also a personal trainer.
That's right. I've got certified to personal train a little over a year ago, so I've been doing that. And it's this whole thing, that one question that you asked me, and you're exactly right. I literally looked over my shoulder to see if you were talking to me because I had no concept of myself as a teacher or as that kind of person. And so that one question snowballed and changed my whole life, the whole trajectory of my career, and I'm happy about it. I love what I do.
That is amazing. So. And Ashley, forgive me if you might have already mentioned this, but and I always kind of geek out about information like this. Where is home for you? Where is your hometown? Are you an in-state or out-of-state girl?
I am in-state. I'm from North Alabama.
Okay.
So I'm from Madison County. Most people know Huntsville.
Sure.
But I'm not from the city of Huntsville. I just tell people Huntsville area.
Yeah.
Small town, Tony, Alabama.
Okay. Hey, we're all 256 originators.
Wow.
Oh,
you
table.
Do? Okay. You still have the same area code? Well, Huntsville. Huntsville girl. Grissom's
right.
We don't talk about them.
Little faux pas.
Yeah, we don't talk about them. We're the Panthers. Go Big Red.
Wow. I'm in the northeast corner of the state from DeKalb County, so my hometown is Fort Payne. So.
Yes.
Man, cool stuff.
North Alabama.
North Alabama representing. Yeah, so so with your current position with wellness and work-life balance, of course, I know I'm very involved with you guys because Charles and myself were always doing wellness presentations. presentations, and we just had the Crimson Couch to 5K race last weekend. Yes. That was a great success, and it was cool. And I think everything worked out super well. So y'all are very busy, but what do you do in your position? Like, what are you responsible for?
The wellness of UA. So for those of you who don't know, you probably have heard about our WellBama program. That is our most popular program by far. We serve all benefits eligible faculty staff at UA. We're technically under HR. So this is part of your faculty staff benefit of working here. We give you a $50 gift card just for coming through a free health screening. We take a few measurements, and this happens every year. We give you some information about your health and try to educate you and guide you into improving that if it's needed or maintaining that if it's not. So in addition to that, like you mentioned, we do offer wellness classes both virtually and in person for everybody to attend. And again, that's part of the education part of things. We want people not only to know their numbers, because what do these numbers mean? You know, you may not know what your systolic and diastolic blood pressure are, which one is which, what are those numbers, what's a healthy range, what's not healthy. So even if you have that information, we want you to know what it means. And know how you can get those numbers into the place they need to be if they're not already. So we also offer wellness programming. Like you mentioned, Crimson Couch, we have a 5K training program. Some of our programs, like Crimson Couch, are fitness-based. Some of them, like Better Bites, are nutrition-based. They may be mental or emotional health. All aspects of wellness, we take on that responsibility in our office. Our little office of three ladies.
We small try to manage, but mighty.
Yes,
y'all
small
do a
but mighty.
Lot.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
So it's true.
That's what we do. We just try to help UA employees get to be the healthiest selves that they can be.
Well, and you know what I love about that, too, because you are a department that is strong and mighty, and I think that lends itself well to having such good relationships with campus partners for collaboration and like for offering the wellness classes and everything else. And when you were talking about WellBama, I wanted to specifically say that what I love about the $50 gift cards is actually getting them the day that you go to the screening. I will not lie, there have been times where I'm like, oh, I should schedule my screening this week because I legit will get
absolutely.
A gift card. Like at the end of this, I know where I could use this.
You need some extra gas money.
Gas and more high, so that might help.
Absolutely. And it is Visa, so you can use it virtually anywhere.
And I'm kind of curious, and we'll get more into, you know, wellness and work-life balance and all the things you do, but you definitely have your hands full, and you're working at the rec center as well, supplementally and on the side. So what do you do for fun? Like, where is your what's your fun in life? Do you get to have fun?
Do I get
to? Yeah. I mean, we've been on trips together. We have fun. We went to London, 3 years ago now?
Oh, gosh, it was. Yeah,
that
it was
pretty
almost
dope
3
trip.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, I love to travel. Mm-hmm. It's one of my life goals to visit every continent in my lifetime. I've got 3 down, including North America. So hopefully continuing on that journey, you know, I guess I can say post-COVID now. We're mostly post-COVID. Now that travel has kind of opened up, I hope to get back to that. I'm actually taking a trip to New York in the summer for the first time with my sister and my mom. We're going to go see Broadway musical and do all those things. In addition to that, I love to be outdoors. So I play disc golf, which is a growing sport, especially during COVID. It's something you can do outside with your friends and socially distanced, avoiding pollen, hopefully, but like you mentioned.
Which you can wear. I know we're not really wearing a mask inside anymore, but maybe wear your mask outside.
Sure, if you have to. But yeah, it's just a great way to get outside, enjoy some fun with friends, get some steps in, and have a good time.
Nice.
No, well, I love that. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that you are on the show today. I know that we have so much more to talk about in regards to programming and what is, you know, work-life balance. What does that look like? But you guys, it's time for another break. You will catch us on the flip side. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and Ashley Bowman's on the show. She is the program coordinator over with Wellness and Work-Life Balance, and I'm just going to say, if you guys, faculty, staff, I'm talking to you, if you haven't had a chance to be a part of this program, it's super great, and I'm going to tell you why. I work with a client on the Reformer who is a registered nurse, and we were just chatting one day about, like, when you should get blood work and go to the doctor. And we're just kind of chatting about like general things. And I was like, you know, I like to go get my health screening because I can get my finger pricked and kind of see some levels, and it kind of is an indication whether I need to like be looking at something or go further to the doctor. And she endorsed it. She was like, yeah, I think it's great that they do that. It's super helpful for people. And so having that come from a nurse who is, you know, seeing patients all the time and doing blood work, and for her to say, yeah, that's a great wellness check to do, was pretty great to know, because I don't like going to the doctor. I mean, mm-hmm. we tell y'all to go all the time. I guess I could be better about it and go more. But the wellness checks are helpful. And that's, I think that's when I figured out my cholesterol was kind of high. Of course, I freaked out because I was like, what am I going to do? But then I was like, oh, genetics, you know, watch what I eat, some things. But it is helpful. So if you, I think you'll have some more train or screenings coming up, right?
We do. Yeah. Absolutely. So our next one is actually going to be, I believe, at the Student Center. We have some coming up this for the rest of the semester. We have one at the Student Center. We travel around campus, for those of you who don't know, so don't feel like you have to come to our building or come to the University Medical Center. We basically come to you. Mm-hmm. There will be a screening in your area that's within walking distance of you if mm-hmm. you look at our schedule. We also have one over on the University Services campus where we're located, the Employee Resource Center. So mm-hmm. if you're out there in like HR, procurement, OIT, you don't even have to come to campus. Mm-hmm. That's what's so wonderful about it. We also are scheduling some summer screenings mm. for only the second
Is that
time
new?
Ever.
Oh. Second time. Okay.
Last year we pilot tested one. It went pretty well. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be utilizing both of our nursing students and also some medical professionals from the medical school.
Nice.
So some of our residents who are studying mm-hmm. to be doctors will also mm-hmm. be serving as health coaches.
That's cool. And I like that. I like when they have the nurses come, because I always, it's so funny. I love this. So I usually sit down and talk about my health goals with somebody, and like, I have a pretty good understanding, you know, whatever.
Sure.
We talk about this stuff all the time. And so I just kind of sit there and like listen to them, and they're like, do you get physical activity? I'm like, yeah. How many days a week? Maybe every day. And they're yeah. like, wow. And I was like, wow, I can't lie anymore. I have to tell you what.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's great. I mean, take advantage of it, guys. It's a great opportunity.
I agree. And, you know, when you think about the wellness classes that are available, you guys offer such a variety. Have you noticed that there are certain topics that your faculty staff tend to gravitate towards the most, or topics that were new that you've been surprised, like, oh, wow, this mm-hmm. actually resonated really well with our population?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, of course, like everyone else, everything changed for us during the pandemic when we were sent home. We mm-hmm. started doing classes virtually over Zoom. Mm-hmm. We offered a lot more mental and emotional health topics in relation to that because people seem to really need it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all struggling because we felt isolated, anxious, mm-hmm. stressed. We were at home. We were all adjusting to this new process, this mm-hmm. new way of life. And so that is what we felt like was really needed on campus for our faculty and staff that we serve. And it seemed to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, post-pandemic, things are a little bit different. We don't offer quite as much of that because people feel a sense of normalcy returning. Mm-hmm. Everybody's always interested in nutrition, actually. Mm-hmm. So we love, and those classes, Sheena, you've done one for us recently.
Yeah.
It's very well attended. And also exercise. Those seem to be the things that people are most concerned about. Mm-hmm. I would say stress, exercise, and health and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of to shift gears just a little bit, because of what you do and you see, you know, you get a lot of questions from people, and you kind of have an advantage being a personal trainer because you've been through the training. And did you get another certification or another training recently? Or did you?
Yes.
Which one was that?
Yeah. So in addition to group fitness and personal training, I'm also a certified health education specialist.
That's right.
Nice.
You got your
yep.
chest, they
yeah,
call
my
it.
My chest.
It's called
yeah.
chest. Yeah, that's pretty legit. And so it gives you an opportunity that when faculty staff, you know, get their numbers, get their readings, you're able to kind of give them a little bit more advice, which I think is great. So I'm curious, wellness and work-life balance. I mean, we always ask, you know, our guests, you know, questions about it, but you're in the throes of it.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Like, let's define it. I mean, defining wellness and work-life balance, I mean, what does that actually look like? Is there a formula for success, or is it individualized? I mean, what do you guys normally see on your
yeah.
side of things?
Well, it's definitely individualized, but there are some things that everybody can do to improve mm-hmm. their work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
And firstly, I want to say that work-life balance is a bit of a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody expects, you when you hear the word balance, you think of that perfectly aligned image of a scale where both
mm-hmm.
sides are completely equal
yeah.
all the time, and that's balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not practical or
mm-hmm.
achievable for most people in their day-to-day lives. So we actually prefer the term work-life harmony
mm-hmm.
because it's
I
sort
like
of
that.
A, yeah, it's
yeah.
sort of an ebb and a flow. slow. There are going to be times where your workout weighs your personal and you have to do some little extra there. There are going to be times where your personal takes up more of your energy and there's going to be extra there. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's that back and forth flow where neither side is completely overwhelmed, that's what we're aiming for.
I like the word overwhelmed because, I mean, you're right. Finding balance can be overwhelming because we talk about this all the time about, like, how do you have self-care, which we're going to ask you that later, just a little preview. But yeah, finding an ebb and flow, I think, is the right way to look at it.
And, you know, I think that, and I know we all just acknowledge that it's definitely an individualized situation, but, you know, in terms of, like, your elevator pitch, if somebody's like, Ashley, oh my gosh, I know the office you work in, like, can you give me some tips of, like, how to have, like, a more, quote unquote, balanced or harmonized, you know, wellness and work life lifestyle.
Absolutely. I do have three things that I tell people. These are kind of the fundamentals of work life balance, and in my personal opinion. The first one is setting boundaries. This is something that, especially during the pandemic, I feel like a lot of us lost sight of when we were working from home because with the technology that we have, everything is easily accessible, right? Like my email now comes to my personal cell phone. Everybody can reach me on my phone at any time. Those kinds of things. If you're working computer is at home, you're working from home, maybe outside of those hours, normal work hours, just because you can't, or you lose track of time. So setting boundaries for yourself is very important, whether those are physical or whether it's, you know, mental as far as work goes. So maybe turning off those notifications for your work email outside of regular hours. Set a timer for yourself to remind yourself to take breaks if you get caught up in a project or at the end of the workday when you're done. And those are very important to maintain. So people set boundaries and then sometimes forget about them. It's okay to make exceptions, but it's not okay to let those things fade completely. You have to stick to it once you set it.
I feel like work, I mean, you have to work to live and survive, and you have to make money. It's just what we do, you know. But when did it become this thing that that's all we do? Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, because I was thinking about that this weekend. I didn't have my phone on me like all day Sunday or maybe even both Saturday because I was like outside doing yard work. It was great. It was the most freeing thing. And then like the moment I look at my phone, it was like I had an instructor that was sick and I was like, don't, you know, it's like that moment where it's like you're just accessible all the time. And in some of our roles, that's just the way it is. Like we have to be that way. So how would, so for people that have jobs where they're like on call, they're managers, I know you had to take a call, you know, is that the same way? Does that work the same way of turning off notifications, or do you have any other tips? Because what if you have to be on call?
Absolutely. Well, if you're being paid to be on call, that's one thing. That's during work hours, right?
That's right.
But like I said, setting those reminders in your phone, turning off notifications. I would recommend that if your coworkers or boss do tend to call you outside of work hours, train them to call you and not send an email or a text if it's an emergency.
Good point.
That's a good
you can ignore
suggestion.
Emails and texts, turn off those notifications, and you know if there's a real emergency that you're absolutely needed for, you can make that exception and take a phone call.
No, I think that's good. And I think for individuals to feel comfortable sharing that with their colleagues, because I think sometimes you might have a coworker that sends those emails after hours because they see it as like, oh, I just want to go ahead and knock this out. They don't realize that they're causing you mental or emotional stress. And I've seen some folks that before, but we've got some other tips coming up. I know we got to take a break. Whitney, I heard you breathe and I was like, oh no, I don't want to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But okay, you guys, we're taking a quick break. We'll catch you on the flip side. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and we're joined by Ashley today. And we're just trying to get you guys balanced out and create harmony in your ebbs and flows of wellness and work-life balance. You see how I put all that together?
That was very good.
That could be our name for this show right now. But anyway, Ashley's just giving us some info on like what she does in her department area, and so specifically faculty and staff. I think it's important to know that you can get a health screening, and they're kind of everywhere, and it doesn't cost you a thing. And in fact, Ashley will pay you
with
a gift card to get your health screening. And what do? You prick a finger and get some levels. You'll tell us about it.
Yeah, walk us through the station. Walk us through it.
Absolutely. So after you check in, we take you to do some biometric measurements, which means you stand on the scale. We do a quick height weight measurement. We do a waist circumference measurement to take your BMI. After that, you get your finger stick, which is where we measure your cholesterol levels. We get a breakdown, a ratio of the cholesterol, as well as blood sugar and triglycerides, which are another blood lipid. And after that, you're going to speak with a health coach. We'll do your blood pressure, and then you speak with a health coach about those results. The whole process takes maybe 15 minutes max, and then you get a gift card, a free T-shirt, and an apple on the way out. So we pay you, we feed you, and we clothe you.
And so my favorite part with the health coaching piece at the end are the different categories that you can choose from for setting those goals, because everybody's going to be different. And I think it could be easy to make an assumption like, oh, this person's goal is just going to be related only to sleep, fitness, or nutrition. But the fact that there are topics like finances there, that, you know, to me is always like a huge one that I'm like, oh yeah, I am going to be more intentional with my budget or whatever else. So the fact that we're acknowledging that as a piece of our holistic health is huge.
I think that's a good place to start. So like if faculty and staff are like, well, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions, we've passed that point, you can no longer make a New Year's resolution, but you can make a goal.
Yes.
I think maybe a goal could be, I'm going to get a health screening this year, and you they've had more opportunities. And I kind of want to go back because you showed us this little picture, little meme about defining barriers. And I wish we could like show y'all, but maybe we can describe it. It's like what you use in your PowerPoint slides when you're doing your wellness presentations.
Absolutely. So it's just a little funny thing to kind of break it up, but it's funny because it's so relatable.
Yeah.
So it's a picture of a house, and the house has just a single piece of a chain link fence. You know how a chain link fence has multiple posts and there's a chain link between them? This is literally just the gate, and there's no other boundary around it. So the therapist says, you have to set boundaries. Me, okay. And it's literally just the gate. It's a completely symbolic and arbitrary boundary. And so that's what I want to impress on people is that, yes, it's funny, but it's funny because it's true.
It's so true.
We set these quote-unquote boundaries for ourselves that we don't respect and we don't enforce others to respect.
And, you know, I think that it's been interesting to me, and especially as an employee that's been here since 2009, and I know, Whitney, you know, you and I, like, our times have kind of been similar in terms of our professional life here, where it's so much easier to value and practice work-life balance or harmony when your supervisor is also,
you know,
practicing it or encouraging it. And I feel like that I've seen that kind of trickle down over the more recent years. I think when I first started my position, it was like, it just felt like everybody was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, stay and work until like 9 p.m. And I felt like the bad new employee that was like, okay, guys, I'm going to leave at 5 p.m. And then I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Do I, is there not enough? And so I feel like there has been just a shift culturally too, not even just at UA, but just in general.
Have y'all seen that in your department where people are trying to maybe get more time off or ask y'all for, you know, advice? Because I feel like you're right. Used to, it was like work, work, work. And even like people come into the rec center, you weren't allowed to like really leave for lunch and take time. But I'm finding that people are given more freedom and flexibility to do that. Not to mention, now that we're kind of have some positions on campus that are more hybrid, where we're able to work remotely, it is interesting that we have more freedom to do that. And I think it does create more balance.
Absolutely. So just like I talked about those blurred lines before, that it allows your work life to encroach on your personal life, the reverse is also true. We've learned through this pandemic, and I think even before that, over the past 5 to 10 years, where flexible work arrangements became more possible, and companies like Google that were making work-life balance and making that holistic view of health and wellness more mainstream. I think with those blurred lines, you're absolutely right. We've discovered that it is so very important to impress the personal and respect that as part of the work life, because all these things contribute to each other. Research, we know that happier employees and healthier employees make more productive employees, more loyal employees. They're going to stick around. So that's important for employee retention from from a company perspective, as well as those benefits. They really do increase that happiness and healthiness that contributes to an overall healthier organization as well.
I like that. You know, I just, the fact that that we've seen that shift, you know, we see it all together, the flexible work arrangements. And so, you know, as we start thinking about how to let our listeners know how to get involved, mm-hmm. whether that's looking up programs, or I know you guys have your wellness ambassadors. Yes. Tell us about that. So tell us all the different ways to get involved.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we are a small, as Whitney says, small but mighty group. Yeah. Just three of us in wellness and work life serving over 6,000 benefits eligible UA employees. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge ratio. So each of us is roughly responsible for over 2,000 people.
Wow. Big deal.
Absolutely.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah. So it's so easy. But we do have what we call our WellBama ambassadors. Mm-hmm. These are people around campus who serve as ordinary faculty and staff, but they also help us in spreading the message of wellness around campus. So they promote our programs mm-hmm. by sharing information with employees. They encourage teams to sign up together for Crimson Couch. We have one group in continuing studies, I believe it is, that has started a lunchtime walking group.
Aww, nice.
So their group goes together. They sign up for Crimson Couch together. Mm-hmm. So these are just people who embody and really try to share and spread that message of wellness for us.
So if I'm a faculty staff and person and I want to get involved and be an ambassador, do y'all have a certain time of year that you're looking for ambassadors? Or is it kind of like, hey, if you're interested, you can apply or you can offer to be one?
Right. So our ambassadors do serve a two-year term. We typically, our next term ends summer of 2023, so you'd be able okay. to apply at that point. But that's not to say that we don't take volunteers mm-hmm. outside of our ambassadors. So if mm-hmm. you're interested in volunteering at one of our health screenings, at one of our events, we have the Wellness Work Life and Wellness Expo coming up in October, which is the employee health fair. We're doing a big return to in-person event on that one. We would love to have volunteers. Mm-hmm. You can follow on our website to mm-hmm. find all those events and email us at wellness@ua.edu.
Nice.
Very nice. And another thing that I was going to ask as well, you know, when I was looking at your website preparing for the show, you also do a spotlight on wellness
yes,
on faculty
do.
Staff.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we love to showcase, just like our ambassadors, we have people across campus who are embodying that message of wellness like we talked about. Mm-hmm. And that could be physical, it could be mental and emotional, could be financial. We just want to highlight and celebrate those people who mm-hmm. are pursuing wellness mm-hmm. and health and holistic happiness in their lives and share a little bit about those people because we find those stories inspire others. They say, well, so-and-so did this and I actually know so-and-so or I've emailed with them or I've dealt with them and it shows them that it's possible, mm-hmm. not just from wellness professionals, mm-hmm. right? Because we're professionals. People say, oh, well, that's your job to mm-hmm. be healthy.
Yeah.
But we like to showcase those average or quote-unquote normal people who aren't health professionals who are still accomplishing those goals.
No, well, I just, you know, I know Whitney and I were so grateful for everything that you've highlighted about your department. We selfishly would love to keep you for our last 5-minute segment, but y'all, we've got to take a break. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Thank you all for listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney. We are closing out another great show, but before we close out, we have to always ask our guests because it's just something that I guess we started it this past semester, or maybe we did it last semester. Who knows? It all just runs together. But anyway, self-care. We like to ask our guests what self-care looks like to them. And so, Ashley, when you're thinking about your life and you're thinking about work and working at the rec center, family, whatever, how do you practice your own self-care, your own time? Like, what does that look like?
Well, self-care is very personal mm-hmm. and it's very individualistic. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I'm an introvert, mm-hmm. which means people drain energy from me, for mm-hmm. lack of a better terminology. So self-care for me is usually quiet time. I like to spend some quiet time alone. I love reading. I'm mm-hmm. a big reader, so mm-hmm. I like to read books. Mm-hmm. Just enjoying nature, as I mentioned, being out at the park. Even if I'm not with other people, if I am trying to recharge those batteries, so to speak, mm-hmm. usually being alone does a pretty good job for me.
I think that's a good point about recharging because I think sometimes people need energy and they look for things like high intensity exercise and that's their way of like recharging. I'm kind of mm-hmm. like you. I am extroverted around my surroundings where I'm comfortable, but I have to like shut it down from people. I gotta like have quiet. I gotta mm-hmm. just watch YouTube or lay on the floor and foam mm-hmm. roll and listen to some music. What about you? Are you introvert or extrovert? What's your recharge look like?
I think people would probably assume that I was extroverted, but uh-huh. I feel like I'm introverted, but I have to be, like, I have to put myself in a certain mindset when there are large groups. Yeah. And, like, my preferred tendency would be, like, quiet, either alone or a small group of people to be with, as opposed to, like, some, like, raging party, which, you know, we're...
we're such ragers,
Sheena. Yeah, you know, like, we're close to 40, so it's like, I don't know. But no, I agree with that. And, you know, Ashley, when you were describing time at the park, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, it would sound so wonderful right now to just lay out a blanket on the quad or somewhere and just, like, literally lay there and stare at the sun.
And just enjoy life.
It's called forest bathing. There's a terminology for this.
Forest bathing.
You just go out into nature and just soak it all in.
Interesting.
Okay.
Put your feet on the grass on the ground. They've done some studies that have proven that connection between your bare feet or your bare skin and grass or ground can actually improve your mood, lessen depression, calm you down, reduce stress.
Yeah, like how often do you stick your feet in grass? You know what I mean? Like as an adult.
Not often enough.
Not often.
Absolutely.
Man, wow.
Forest bathing. Okay.
Forest bathing.
Yeah.
Instead of sunbathing, it's forest
bathing. That's right. It's much better for your skin, actually.
So. I do love the sun. That's my problem. I will bake in the sun. It feels so good.
As long as you're wearing that sunscreen.
That's right.
Oh, man. No, I'm like, right now, I'm thinking about like being outside, you know, being hydrated while being outside.
Right.
That's another pet peeve, too, is like when it's hot outside and you don't have adequate hydration.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
It's getting that time of year,
very
too.
Very important. Yeah.
It is. So, which we're not supposed to have call to actions on the show per se, but I feel like this is inappropriate to say, like,
You have to drink water to live, so.
Yeah, I mean. So we're not saying, like, go to a specific, like, company or brand or whatever. But I digress. Y'all, it has been a fabulous Sunday. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.